Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, every Monday we explore this gorgeous Ireland of ours and all that it has to offer. Maybe you have a weekend unaccounted for that needs some inspiration, or you have no desire to get on a flight. Whatever the reason, I'm sure this will get you in the mood for a staycation. Every week we're joined by someone new to hear about their favourite type of Irish holiday. We explore best places to whale watch, Ireland's best hiking spots, the most unique glamping spots in the country, and lots, lots more. So you can send your recommendations into us. We always love to get them. And today we're talking about cycling Ireland's greenways. Cian Ginty is editor of Cycle Ireland. Cian, you're very welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And it is lovely to see the greenways come in around the country. I think it's put a lot of smaller towns on the map, and we do cafes and coffee trucks so well, I think. So to be able to hop on the bike and stop off along the way is a great way to see this country.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, a few years ago, we only had one or two greenways. Now there's plenty of them, and there's different sizes, and they've really revitalized a lot of towns along the way. Like, one of the biggest benefits, one of the biggest benefactors of the Great Western Greenway has been Newport rather than Westport, and that town is booming now because of it.
So how many greenways do we currently have?
Oh, I don't have a definite figure on that because there's new ones added all the time. It would take a while to confirm that, but there's tens of greenways rather than just a few now. So they vary from everything from just a few kilometres, some of them are still in development, to 130 kilometres.
And don't worry, Cian. I mean, we have Siri, we have Google, we can find out. And if you do find that there's a greenway in the area you want to go to, or, you know, vice versa, can you assume that they're going to be in good condition when you get there?
Generally, yes. They're not all. So some of them are still works in progress. So there's one near me between Balna and Killala, and that's still a work in progress. So there's about 4 kilometres out of Balna, and then there's a few kilometres out of Killala. And in between, you can take a back road. It's not the best because it's very hilly, but it's still doable in between. So in most cases, if you do even the smallest bit of research before you go, you'll find the details like that. So if you're willing to take that back road, then you can go the whole way from Balna to Killala. If you just want the small jaunt along the greenway, or if you just have small children with you and you don't want to go out onto the back road, that's fine. You can just stick to the greenway. So it's up in the air on some of the routes like that, but then there's other routes like the longest greenway, which is the Royal Canal Greenway, and you can go 130 kilometres on that without meeting any main roads, or you might have to cross the odd one, but you don't have to interact with traffic except for maybe one or two places where there's cars just driving a few metres to a house or something like that. So besides that, they're off-road. They're a total joy compared to cycling daily in urban areas.
Yeah, I assume it's a good gateway for beginners to go greenway, because as you say, you're cutting out traffic, you know, you're getting to see some beauty spots along the way. And unless you have to veer off, as you said, you're mainly on the flat. So it is a good idea for beginners.
Yeah, totally. I mean, like, our children cycle in the town here, but I mean, they really get freedom when we go to a greenway. And they get to go off. I mean, one of the biggest problems with them recently when we took a trip to the Castlebar Greenway was that they actually enjoyed the playgrounds along the way so much that we didn't actually get to go the whole greenway. But so we went back to Balna, cycling the whole thing to the Museum of Country Life. But that's one of the brilliant features of them, especially if you have children with you. That most of them, there's facilities dotted along them, whether they're tourist attractions or little playgrounds or even just little play areas just along them, that they keep the children occupied as well. They don't have to keep cycling the whole time.
So what are your tips then for people starting off?
To check ahead, especially if you're going to one of the more popular greenways, and especially in the busier seasons. And even now in September can be pretty busy. Like, some of the hopefully, I think the weather is pretty poor in Dublin today, but in Mayo, it's sunny, and that can bring people out. So check ahead to see if you're relying on bike rentals to book ahead, or at least check with them to see if they would have availability on that day if you're not bringing your own bikes. Public transport is still an option for some people, but it can be tricky to take bikes on the train still. They're trying to improve that situation at the moment, but it's kind of in flux at the moment. It's okay, say, if you're going to the Royal Canal Greenway. So the Royal Canal Greenway goes the whole way from Longford to Maynooth at the moment. And it's okay going out on the train to Maynooth. There's more capacity there, but on the intercity trains, they're not great at the moment. So relying on them, and especially you need to book your spot on those. Do not try to use those without booking your spot on them for the bicycle. Otherwise, you could be left disappointed on the day.
And look, I know you're editor of Irish Cycle, so you're biased, but it is such a lovely way to see somewhere on a bike, particularly if you're away for a week or a weekend, to hop on a bike and get out in nature. It seems less strenuous than going for a walk, because obviously you can cover a lot more distance a lot quicker. And I'm rarely on a bike these days, unless I'm on a holiday like that or somewhere like Centre Parks. And it kind of reminds you of being a child. It is a great thing. If you haven't been up on a bike, as they say, it's just like riding a bike. You'll remember it in seconds, and it is a really enjoyable experience.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like cycling in the city. It's you get the freedom and you get the scenery, and you tend to just cycle along and you're saying hello to people as you go along, or taking in the scenery and the surroundings. But the other thing for beginners, electric bikes are a game changer, and a lot of the bike rental places now have electric bikes. You're paying a little bit extra for those, but it's worth it for somebody who wants to go the whole way along a particular greenway. And it takes a little bit of the effort out of it. It feels more leisurely if you're going a longer distance, especially.
Yeah, and I think you're more likely to get the kids involved if there's a bike involved. Kids, you know, even as they get into the teenage years. I don't know whether it was the pandemic, but if I mention the word walk to my kids, you know, it's their kryptonite. So bikes do facilitate family outings a lot better, I find.
Yeah, some children can definitely be wary of the walk word. It's nearly the opposite of dogs. Yeah, I think when children really want to cycle, I mean, there's surveys about that with green schools and different things saying that if children are asked what way they want to get to school, a lot of them will say cycling. It's just not safe for them in to most schools. But greenways, unfortunately, at the same time, are kind of a release to allow children to actually cycle some distance, when we don't have the facilities at the moment in most places in our urban areas.
Well, we'd love to hear from you. Any greenways that you would recommend around the country? You can text us 53106 for a cost of 30 cent. WhatsApp us for free 087 1400 106 or email us lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. Keane Ginty, editor of Irish Cycle, thank you very much for coming on.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.